good afternoon.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Not at all.
What's wrong, buddy? What's wrong?
Fuck off.
Come up.
Hey, Zach, look. I know you're a little sad, but I just want to let you know. You're the bee's knees.
Doobies have bees. Why am I asking?
Hi. This is why is this a thing? Now.
Why a bee's a thing? Why?
Normally, this program is a recap of crazy, wild, weird, and just plain right dumb television shows and movies. And the three of us get together and we banter and we have a good time in the basement of my house. Right?
Accurate.
That's a fair description of what this show normally is. However, this week there's a bit of a twist to that normal formula. Why? Because a fucking wasp is buzzing around this basement right now. And all three of us...
No, really just you two. I mean...
Alright, so...
They're terrified. I don't like it. I'm not trying to, like... They're like, Nick, you gotta kill it. I don't want to kill it. I don't want to go near it, but...
You should have killed it.
But they're, like, crying. Zach can't even sit.
Alright, yeah. Zach literally cannot move. Zach is standing up behind... We're now on the opposite end of the room that we're normally in, because this is as far away as possible that we can be from the bee. It flew
Which
in my...
haven't moved.
How do you know you can't see it anymore?
That's a good point. It's no longer in perfume. It's not,
It didn't move the entire time I was sitting over there.
It was getting ready, too.
Yeah. So, Zach, it buzzed in my hair. And you just screamed, what the fuck was that, as I felt a brussel in my hair.
I couldn't say anymore. I was too scared.
So Zach and I ran to the other end of the room and hid behind a couch. And we said, hey, Nick, you big strong man, why don't you kill this fucking thing if you're not afraid of it? And he didn't do so.
He refused to kill it. So, what kind of person refuses to kill a bee? It's a bee.
First off, it was like literally 4 feet above my height.
That's why we gave you the blanket to swat it.
Yeah, that's a real reliable weapon.
So I have a blanket.
You should have taken the A-Rod sign and fucking squished the fucker.
Oh, good point.
Why didn't we think of that before?
Oh, the A-Rod sign.
I did,
sign.
And I knew.
Why didn't you say
it? Because it won't work.
So that's going to be the looming presence over this podcast the entire time. But in the meantime, James Bond. Let's talk.
Bond. James Bond.
What was that?
It's not anything.
Oh, I heard something.
Sit on the couch.
I'm making my way.
Sit down. We got a podcast. We got a podcast to do. We have things to discuss.
I can discuss it from here.
Sit down.
I can discuss it from here.
The mic is not picking you up right now.
I can discuss it from here.
You're very low on the mic. Okay. So, we saw Spectre this weekend. Right, guy? Oh, here he comes. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. You want the blanket? Here's the blanket. You're only going closer to the bee. All right.
Zach, do you like Honey Nut Cheerios? Do you like Honey Nut Cheerios?
Keep that there in case I need to fucking defend myself.
Okay.
He has
give
a leather,
me a sign, too.
Leather jacket.
Give me a sign. A heavy one. It's like 30 fucking pounds.
I'll give you the
I'll
Alex.
I'll swing that fucker.
Alex Rodriguez drive. Number 13.
Now I have my weapons.
All right, cool. Okay. Quit texting. We have James Bond to talk about.
Sorry, I'm telling my girlfriend about Zach being a pussy.
Okay. Well, I don't think she needed this particular story to know that.
I was like, this may sound weird, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
I was like grabbing onto her for dear life in Salem when we went to those museums. No, I shit you not.
So you went to Salem,
So you don't shit me. Okay.
Huh?
You went to Salem, Massachusetts, we should mention.
Yes.
Yes. How was that experience?
It was fun, except for the fucking wax figures.
Okay.
I'm also terrified of wax figures. And they moved! They moved!
They moved.
They had, like, robotics in them. That just made it even more creepy.
Oh. Okay.
It was awful.
Okay.
It's fun, though.
Okay. Here's the thing. I've never claimed to be a tough guy. Like, I've never...
Have people claimed it?
I've never claimed it. I've never pretended to be one. And this applies in any area of life. I won't fight. I won't try to talk tough, to threaten people, to threaten physical harm. Never. Ever, ever.
You bully people all the time. You bully people into things.
It's emotional damage.
No, I'll fucking mess with people's souls all day long. Like, I will manipulate their minds and do that sort of shit.
Oh, yeah, you're like a magician.
But no, I am a pussy. I am a fucking pussy, and I will never claim not to be a pussy, and that is why in situations like this, when someone says, hey, kill the bee, like, Zach claims to be good in a fight. Let's just...
I'm good in a fight.
I just want to... Okay, all right.
Not against winged demons.
Okay. But I think that's what I'm hitting at, though. You, on more than one occasion, have bragged about you about being good in a fight.
I am good in a fight.
Okay. But...
If there's a bee in the fight, I'll fucking leave the fight.
But I think that means that in situations like this, you're kind of put in a position to back that up. And now there is no gold behind your currency. This is all just false money right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all... You are not backing up your claims whatsoever.
Zach will do better in a fight against a person than he would against a wax figure of that person.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'll beat the shit out of a wax figure. Oh, I'd fuck a... Oh, my God.
Until you I'd open it to find it. That it's actually a beehive filled with bees.
I think what I'm trying to say is
you're
that...
You're gonna give me fucking nightmares.
I'm hoping there's wax figures, and you hit it with a bat, and its head falls off, and inside is just bees crawling in.
All right. No, I think I'm just trying to say I'm confused by Zach Caponegro. I think that's the point I'm just trying to make.
Well, you always have been.
I have, but I continue to be each and every day. I didn't realize you were this deathly afraid of bees, because I know I am. But you're more so than me, which is something. It's quite something.
Started tearing up. You did. Fucking started tearing up.
I think the only reason you're not as scared of bees is because you're not motivated enough, quite frankly, Nico.
I'm motivated enough to run in the other direction?
You're not motivated for fear.
I don't think it's on you right now.
Fear is a motivated emotion, you see?
I see that.
Why did I take the one day I take my shoes off and I need to fucking run out this door? It's fucking wet outside.
I'll tell you what, that if the bee comes in this direction, the fact that I don't have shoes on is not going to stop me from leaving.
Yeah, it probably won't stop
you know,
me.
If it comes, like, fine.
Actually, if it comes this way, then the stairs are clear.
Okay. But if that's the clearest exit, like... Wet socks are not gonna defer me, you know. It's not gonna deter me. Using the wrong phrase.
Defer you.
Defer me.
They're gonna defer you.
It's slightly different. Okay, James Bond.
Yes.
So we watched Spectre.
Yes.
Last
on
week,
Friday.
On Friday.
Saw it in beautiful IMAX.
Beautiful IMAX.
Which,
I'm
by
a
the
fan
way,
of
that,
IMAX.
That Star Wars trailer in IMAX.
Oh my God.
I had shivers.
A little jizz in my pants.
Oh, yeah. I was getting goosebumps.
Just a little bit of jizz. Just a teaspoon
a
worth
pint.
Of jizz.
Too much jizz.
Pint of jizz.
A pint.
Why not come? My producer of court.
A boot of jizz.
A boot. A hammock. A hammock of jizz. Think about that one. Yeah.
I will.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's a porn already. Hammock of jizz.
Hammock of jizz. Okay.
I'm sure. Okay, so we saw Spectre at like 11 o'clock opening day. And okay, so we wanted to talk about that on the podcast, but then we wanted to add a little bit more of a why is this a thing flair to the whole discussion and not just do a Spectre recap. So we decided to just now watch Octopussy.
Yes.
So
1983's masterpiece.
Yes. So I wanna. How do we want to do this discussion? Do we want to talk Spectre first and then Octopussy? How do we want to do this?
Well, first, let's point out that they're the same movie.
No, they're not.
They're the same movie.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
They're like 99% identical.
No.
Here's where I'll disagree with you. And
here's what. Wait, what?
Okay.
Now I'm confused.
All right, here's my main thesis of the podcast today. You ready? Octopussy, far superior movie to Spectre.
How dare you?
Far better movie to Spectre.
How dare
like
you?
Like a good five times better than Spectre.
How dare
Much,
you?
Here, all right, we'll get to Octopussy. Okay, let's talk about Octopussy now. All right, let's just talk about it. The most underrated Bond movie of all time?
No!
I think so.
It's awful.
That is a fine film.
No, it's
that
not.
That is a good movie.
That was really bad.
What are you talking
that
about,
was
you
awful.
Guys? That is a good movie.
What was good about
Octopussy
it?
Octopussy is a
what
good...
What was good about
no,
it?
No, you know what? Here's where you guys are
what
getting...
What was good about it?
I feel like it's a solid action movie. There's some good set pieces. I mean, the plot wasn't totally out there. Like, it was fun.
There
was
a
good amount of action.
There was a bomb and stolen jewelry.
There was good... Okay, so was every other Bond movie. Like, I feel
no,
like...
No.
How many Bond movies with the jewels getting stolen and you gotta get the jewels? There's a bunch of them. It's all the... I mean, maybe there wasn't
Name
a circus.
Name two more.
Oh, didn't From Russia with Love have jewels in them? I'm pretty sure it did.
Okay, name one. Name another one.
There's they all.
Case in point.
They all had jewels. No, I'm telling you. Like, there's no shoe phone, so, like, that's totally legit with me. I'm fine with that. No, it's an underrated movie.
There was a crocodile sub.
So? So? Like, it's...
Okay. That literally didn't... That just completely opened. Okay. Like, mouth over the head.
And folks, that is exactly what it sounds like it is.
Okay, but that's...
Crocodile sub.
Yeah. It was a crocodile-shaped submarine.
Here's the thing.
But not even a submarine, because it was on top of the water.
I don't remember Octopussy ever claiming, or I mean, I would have to talk to the director of the film to know this, but I get a sense that the people that made Octopussy weren't going for gritty realism and, like, drama, and they weren't trying to make, like, a quality piece of cinema. Like, they wanted to make a fun action movie, and it's a fun action movie.
And it's barely even an action movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you talking about? The whole last half hour of the movie is action. It's all action. There's, like, no dialogue in the last half hour of this thing. It's all going on top of trains and getting in sword fights, and it's all action.
Diffusing but the last 30 minutes are always action in Bond movies. Always.
It's fine. It's an espionage movie. It's okay.
It's awful.
You guys get wrapped up with the title, because the title has been such a punchline at this
point. No, I can get over the title. The movie is shit.
I think it's perfectly fine.
It's awful.
I think it's the circus that's really doing me in.
So what? Like, there's so much worse movies than this. Quantum of Solace is much worse than this.
And no, so, I'd much rather watch Quantum.
I wouldn't.
And you know what?
I'd rather not watch either.
Let's.
But you're not a Bond fan, A.
No, I'm learning that more and more.
You don't like Bond.
I just don't understand, like, the people who write this plot. Like, I don't understand how one thing leads to the next. It's just so fucking far-fetched.
I mean, that's every episode of, like, CSI, though.
Yeah, but I don't like CSI either. I'm a Law & Order guy.
You're a Law & Order
guy. SVU all the way.
But even Law & Order's like, I wonder who did it, and then it's the last... It's, like, the first guy.
No, it's always, like, the boyfriend raped her. That's SVU. It's, okay, like, that's all SVU. It is. All
right, fair enough.
SVU's just about, like, rape. Too much rape.
Too much rape.
Here's the thing. I think we need to face the facts on this one, guys. And it's gonna maybe take a while to set in... Octopussy's much better than Spectre.
No, it's not.
Spectre's not a good movie.
No, Spectre was a good movie.
It's really not.
Here's, yes, it was. Why isn't Spectre a good movie?
Here's why I'm getting fed up with action movies these days. Really, I'm getting fed up with movies in general.
Why is Spectre not a good movie?
I'll tell you why. I am sick of movies claiming to be one thing and not being that one thing. I am sick. Here's the thing about Spectre. Spectre claims to be like a prestige. It wanted to be Skyfall. It was a direct response to Skyfall in the sense that everybody loves Skyfall. It was one of the great Bond movies of all time. It was dark. There was character stuff going on. And what they did was magnify it to 20 degrees. Hey, we gave Bond a backstory. Let's give him an evil stepbrother that tries to kill him later on. That's also Blofeld. Okay? Hell, we liked it dark. Let's shoot these things in dark alleyways with nice cinematography. It wanted to be something that it wasn't. You're not allowed to give me this dark take on Bond, but also have him falling onto a couch. Okay? That's not okay. You are not allowed to claim that this is a dark, gritty, real Bond, and then have him talking to M on a video message on his TV, who all she says is, hey, kill this random guy and then go to his funeral. Like, that is not okay. That flies in, like, a cheesy action movie. That sort of logic does not fly in a movie like this. It's not okay.
No. It doesn't fly in a normal action movie. It flies in a Bond movie.
But don't. See, Skyfall wasn't a normal Bond movie, and that's why everybody loves Skyfall. That's why everybody loves Skyfall, because it was, like, unlike any other Bond movie ever made. Right?
Okay.
That's why people love it. They did the whole thing at the end where they go to Bond's home.
They go to Skyfall.
Right. You hear about, you know, his upbringing. There was never any shred of character development in the past. But Skyfall made an effort to do that. The action sequences were also, they were like a thriller. It wasn't an action-adventure movie. It was a legitimate thriller. The cinematography was gorgeous, the acting was superb, and it was like a prestige movie. It got nominated for a bunch of Oscars. Like, that was the deal with Skyfall. Spectre had the old elements, which was cheesy, fun action, but it was presented like Skyfall was presented. And that contradiction to me, I just feel like commit. If you want to be a cheesy movie, be a cheesy movie. I'm okay with that.
I didn't see any cheese in that movie.
There's a lot.
Except for the couch.
There's a
that was
lot
it.
Of
That's
cheese.
That's all I saw.
In that movie. Every scene.
They were in Mexico for like the whole first part. There was like tons of cheese there.
In Mexico for like 10 minutes.
Lots of cheese there.
Is there a lot of cheese there?
How is there a lot of cheese though?
I feel like you ever had a taco?
It's not Green Bay, Wisconsin. Is it Green Bay,
You're
Wisconsin?
Right, it's not Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Speaking of that 70s show.
Jesus. Okay. That's interesting.
Good segue.
Every scene Dave Bautista's in qualifies as cheese.
Okay, so let's talk about this. I've been wanting to talk about this.
Okay.
In Spectre, this is my issue with Spectre, especially. I have a few, because I'm not a Bond fan, though, as we could say. Skyfall is fantastic for the same reason you just said. It's not like other Bond movies.
Come up on the mic.
No, we're doing fine.
It's not picking up.
It's picking me up.
Okay.
You're gonna come really quiet. My issue, though, with Spectre, I think, was the villains. So there were three villains we could talk about. There was Dave Bautista, then I don't know their names, but there was the guy who played Moriarty in Sherlock, and yeah. The guy that everybody loves.
Christoph Waltz.
Thank you. I can never remember their names.
Blofeld?
I know faces.
How are you going into...
Spectre not knowing.
No. How are you going into communications with a focus in TV production if you don't know actors' names?
That's a fair point. You may cast Christoph Waltz.
I don't need to know their names.
You may cast him in a future film.
I just don't understand how you don't know their names.
You must.
I know a lot of actors.
The only one
know.
You knew is Batista, but you watch WWE forever.
No,
you have a chair. Have a WWE chair, WWF chair.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not good with names. You know, I'm just not good with names for, especially, like, a lot of actors that I just, you know, unless I've actually seen a lot of stuff with them in it that I cared about, I don't generally learn their names.
Christoph Waltz is pretty great.
But I know, I've seen like, I recognize his face, and I know.
Must learn. It's the greatest thing Tarantino's ever given us.
All I'm saying is...
Christoph Waltz?
Disagree?
All that really matters is that I can see...
Look at the big brains on Brad.
Listen.
I mean,
all that matters
English
is that I can.
Do you speak it?
All that matters is that I can see. I see their face, and I know like the personality and the vibe they give off. That's really all that matters in terms of movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know their fucking name. I don't care about their name.
Mm-hmm.
That's the. It doesn't matter.
I just don't understand. Like,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. My point is that there are these three. But I'm not gonna really say Batista is a great villain, but the other two, especially, were potentially great villains. For this movie. And they just didn't do anything with them. The whole movie.
I agree. The guy
who played Moriarty was fantastic in Sherlock. Absolutely fantastic. They didn't even remotely live up to his potential in this. And Christoph Waltz, they could have... I mean, I know they're planning... Or they were initially probably planning on doing more with him in the next movies.
Mm.
Which is why they didn't kill him off. They set him up.
Mm.
They really shouldn't have introduced him as much as they did in this movie... If they were planning on doing more with him later, they should have focused more on the guy who played Moriarty.
Yeah.
Brought him in at the end as like a little twist. And the whole point of him being the stepbrother, like I said, made no sense. It was just irrelevant.
It was, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Fuck it.
Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, spoiler alert. For
no,
Spectre.
The movie's been out for like 5 days.
Yeah, but
people.
If you're listening to this, yeah. I mean, well, too late now, right?
But it's
I know, I'm just saying, yeah, but.
Yeah. It's irrelevant. And Batista, I mean, he's not a good villain, but like, I mean, he's, he's a good henchman, I guess. He's the good, strong, scary henchman.
Yes.
He's a big fucking dude. You ever see, I mean...
Yeah.
He's a big fucking dude.
Is Dave Bautista an actor now?
Yes.
He's an actor now. That's his profession.
I can only think of two things
he's on his resume, is that what he's putting up the top of his resume? He's an actor?
He's been in like 4 or 5 different things now.
Has he?
The only things I know him in is Spectre and Guardians.
Yes.
He was in Riddick, like we said.
I don't remember him in Riddick.
He was in the newest Riddick.
He
was a main character. He was in it for like a good like... 30, 40 minutes. Like the first 30 minutes he was in it.
Like the one that was in theaters recently?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I did. And he wouldn't have been in the old ones because he was not an actor then.
All right, while we're on the subject of henchmen, I want to just play for
but
you.
But he was good. I think he was a good henchman. And they didn't really do much with him either, to be honest.
Yeah.
They just didn't live up to the potential that they could have.
Yeah.
They just didn't.
There are few people... in Hollywood that steal scenes like Christoph Waltz does. I mean, I'm not going to say he's like one of the great actors now. I mean, he's very good, but like no guy when he's on screen do you, like, pay attention to more than Christoph Waltz? And for him to only be in the last third of this movie seems kind of...
And not do anything.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he wasn't even a threat at any point, really.
Yeah.
Neither was C, yeah, which is the guy who played Moriarty.
Right, right. Yeah, I know.
They weren't threats. There was no... The biggest threat was Batista. And he didn't say a fucking word until he died. He only said one line in the whole movie.
All right, hold on.
You know, that was kind of dumb.
Okay, so my favorite Bond henchman of all time is the great Benicio del Toro, who, by the way, who is back with a vengeance in the new Sicario movie. If you go see Sicario, like, now, if you haven't.
What's Sicario?
I don't even know what it's about.
It's so good. It's about the drug war. It's about the Mexican drug war.
Why would I want to watch that?
It's very good. And Benicio del Toro is great. But he is a Bond henchman in, I forgot, what was the name of the movie? Which Bond movie was it?
The World Is Big Enough?
No.
Is that what you said?
Living Daylights.
Okay, Living Daylights. It's a Timothy Dalton movie.
Worst Bond.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go with that.
Just saying.
Okay.
Not Jimmy? Not Jimmy Bond?
I'm talking about the canon Bonds.
All right. This is a direct quote. On YouTube, it's labeled Benicio del Toro's greatest line ever. Okay? This is Benicio del Toro as the evil henchman in James Bond.
Where's my wife? Don't worry. We gave her a nice honeymoon.
That's the line?
That's it.
We gave her a nice honeymoon.
That's it?
I love it. I love it! It's so great. I love it so much. That's it.
You love awful things.
That's it! That's it, guys.
That's it.
Where's my wife?
Don't worry. We gave her a nice honeymoon.
I don't understand why.
It's the delivery!
I thought it was stupid.
It's the delivery! It is so great! Only Benicio thinks to deliver it that way! Like in Usual Suspects, when his character just has a lisp randomly. Like, he just went up to the director of Usual Suspects and, like, hey, my character's gonna die halfway through the movie. Can I have a lisp during it the entire time? And they're like,
lisp.
Sure.
It was a heavy, heavy accent.
No, it was a lisp.
It was a lisp.
Whatever it was. But he wasn't supposed to have that accent. But he went up to the director, like, yeah, I'm, like, not having fun with this role. I just want to do an accent the entire time. And they're like, fine, you can do it. And, like, he does the same thing here. No, most people would say, don't worry, we gave her a nice honeymoon. He goes, we gave her a nice honeymoon.
Yeah, it was stupid.
It was so good! I love Benicio. I love him.
It was awful.
I love him.
Now I understand why he could possibly think Octopussy's good.
No, it is. Hey, man.
Octopussy was not good,
it
though.
It is good.
At all.
It is good. No, I mean, Inspector, back on Spectre, awful third act. Just a mess of a third act. Just really, really bad.
Now, is the real issue at the end of the day, just the fact that, I mean, there's so many Bond movies. Is it really that we're comparing them all to the best ones? Or...
See, and I think that's your issue.
Or is it...
You keep,
or,
no, I'm being
just... Or is it just that most of them are not good?
You gotta take it for what it is and don't compare it to other ones.
But you
Nothing
can't,
will live up to Skyfall.
All I'm saying is, though, you can't watch a movie and not compare it to the other ones. You just can't. It's not physically possible.
No, you guys can't.
I mean...
It's not right to.
It really isn't.
Why not?
You kind of have to. It's a series of films. It's a saga.
When they're interconnected, you know.
Yeah. And also, like, if they went by the old Bond model of each is its own enclosed story and they don't relate to one another, that's fine. The new Bond movies are making an attempt to make them all connected. They want to be like this serialized
story. It's the exact
story.
Same issue I had with The Dark Knight, then The Dark Knight Rises. The Dark Knight was fantastic, and The Dark Knight Rises, and really the whole trilogy. The Dark Knight Rises tried very, very hard to connect back to the first and to wrap up a trilogy, and it was just an utter miserable failure. And people say, oh, well, you can't compare it to the other two, but I'm like, well, you have to, because it literally is connected to the other two.
And it was...
It's a whole story. That one story, by itself, is not telling the whole story. The rest of it comes in and plays a part into the story. And so that's kind of why you have to compare it to the other one, because all the story... interconnects and makes that greater point, whatever that point is.
No, because... But we've talked about... Nick and I have talked about this. I think things differently. I'll watch. I liked Dark Knight Rises.
I did too.
I liked it. I watched it, and I didn't take it as, oh, is this going to be a good third installment? I went in thinking, is this going to be a good movie?
Yeah, but also...
That's it.
Let's just say this, though, real quick. I'm just going to put this out there. Zach's, like, favorite two things in the world are, like, Batman and James Bond. So...
That's a good point. And Titanic. Don't forget Titanic.
Love Titanic.
Yes.
But no, but I've said multiple times, it's not a Batman movie. Dark Knight Rises isn't a Batman movie.
It's a villain movie, more than anything else, yeah.
It's a good movie if you take it as a movie. The connections it makes to the other ones you can think of, just the connections, you can't think the entire movie.
But that's like rating a TV show based on, like, its episode, one episode, not, like, the whole show. And that makes no sense.
You're right. No, you're 100% right.
That's like, I don't know, like, that's like, I'm trying to think of a good example here. What's a really bad episode of a really good show?
All of 24.
How dare you?
No, what's a really bad episode of, like, Seinfeld?
The Puerto Rican Day episode.
Okay, let's, like, well, what if we rate Seinfeld based on that?
That's a
you know what I'm saying? Like,
it'd be a racist show.
But that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, it seems to make no sense.
No, because now you're rating the entire... Before, you were saying, yeah, Dark Knight Rises was terrible because it makes connections to the other ones. You're saying if one episode of Seinfeld is bad, then all of Seinfeld is bad.
No. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense to rate Seinfeld based on one episode. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's bad.
I'm not saying rate the entire series based on one movie.
You're missing what I'm saying.
Yeah, here
I'm saying
no. I'm following the logical way you're thinking.
No, you're looking at it the wrong way.
Explain to me the right way.
I am trying to. Yeah, because it was a bad example. I'm seeing why you're
I think here's why the Dark Knight comparison works, in my opinion. It's that Dark Knight Rises compared to... Dark Knight Rises was always in the Dark Knight's shadow, and it was never able to get out of that shadow. If Spectre said, all right, we're going to take this franchise in a different direction, and we're going to go off and do our own thing with this movie, and we're going to make it bold, and we're going to make it unique, and we're going to separate it from Skyfall, that's fine. But Spectre just doubled down on everything that Skyfall did.
They tried really hard to connect to Skyfall and build off of Skyfall, and it just was bad.
Like, that's their choice. If they want to go out there and say, hey, we're just going to take Bond in a completely new direction, we're going to reboot it again, we're going to give it a different tone, a different feel, a different story, that's okay. But all Spectre did was like, yeah, you liked the Bond backstory before, just wait till we have plan next. He's got an evil stepbrother that changed his name to Blofeld for some reason. And you're going to find it out with 20 minutes left in the movie. Dun, dun, dun. Like, if you get out of Skyfall's shadow and do your own thing, you can be a fun action movie on your own. Don't try to be something you're not. That's my point.
I don't put movies in the previous one's shadow.
But they are. My point is the franchise itself is.
But it doesn't. They might have. But if you don't think that way, Spectre was a good movie.
Yes, but most of the audience is going to think that way.
But I don't, which is why I'm saying it's a good movie. That's what I'm saying.
It's got serious tonal issues. It's got serious plot issues. It's a mess.
I also don't understand what the fuck that means.
What?
Tonal issues. What the fuck is that?
Like, the script should be a fun action comedy, and it's presented as a dark, gritty drama. That's what I mean by tonal issues. Like,
You think it's not being true to, like, what it's being advertised
as? It was written as a Roger Moore movie, and it was filmed like a Daniel Craig movie. That's the problem. It should have been... Like,
I just don't get
it. Here's the thing. Marvel does action comedies. That is what Marvel does.
I think a lot of this relates back to stuff that Mendez goes through in class too, actually, the way we're dissecting this a little bit.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I couldn't tell you a single thing we've learned in Mendez's class. But, like, Marvel does action comedies really well.
Okay.
And they've cornered the market on that, and they've acknowledged, hey, we can have plot holes in our movies, and we can be over the top and fun and cheesy, because audiences will understand that we are action comedies. And it can excuse all of that sort of stuff. Bond cannot present to us. The director of this movie is Sam Mendes. No, it's Noah.
It's the same Mendes. Spectre, yes. It's actually the same Mendes.
The exact same Mendes, director Bolt. Like, he had, in Skyfall, made a declaration, we're taking the franchise in a new direction. So then I cannot excuse all the cheesiness. I can't excuse all the over-the-top plots.
I don't see the cheesiness in... I see one part in Spectre where there was cheesiness.
Nah, there's more than one. It's just the script was not good. How quickly he fell in love with the girl. Just all of a sudden, I love you, we fall in love. We fuck on a train.
He's always done that. No, Bond has always done
it
that.
It felt...
Yeah, I'm with Zach on that
it
one.
It felt unearned
I don't think
time.
Cheesy, though, is the right word. I don't think it was too... I mean...
Inauthentic. You want to go inauthentic? I'll say inauthentic. That would be the adjective.
Like they didn't put their whole heart into that script, and they just
all of a sudden
building.
They're in a desert, and a cab is picking them up to drive them to Spectre headquarters. Like, why? Why? The whole M on the television, too, also really got to me.
I just kind of ask why with everything in these movies, though. I don't get the plot of them.
I don't know, man. And the Blofeld thing was just, just so poorly handled. Also, why do we have to keep all these character identities secret in movies? Like, why can't the trailers just advertise that, hey, this is Blofeld? Why did, like, all of Reddit have to freak out? Is he Blofeld? Is he not Blofeld? I'm getting tired of that shit.
Well, because people on Reddit are dumbasses.
I'm done with it.
And it was 100% obvious it was Blofeld.
Same thing with Cumberbatch as Khan in Star Trek.
Like, yeah, that was fucking obvious,
it's
too.
It's so obvious. Like, enough already. Just, like, who's Luke in the Star Wars movies? Like, just shut up. I'm done with the speculation. I don't know. Maybe I don't give into the nerdy elements of movies. I give into more of the pretentious artsy stuff.
I mean, but the real question is Jon Snow still alive?
Good point. And that is something we should discuss for hours and hours on end and discuss it frame by frame.
You know, Zach, I do have to say there's one bright side to all of this, though. You've forgotten completely about the Wasp.
Nope. It's been in my mind the entire fucking time.
Honestly, okay, so I mean...
I knew you were fucking going there, too.
I think we've actually amazingly covered everything that we need to cover for this episode. I don't think we need to drag this out.
We need to talk about Octopussy.
No, we did.
Are you that tired?
Yeah.
You seem tired.
Yeah.
Can we do another 15 minutes?
I mean, we can.
Push another 15 minutes.
I mean...
I got notes on Octopussy, dude.
Oh, okay.
We're
going to
break
right,
this
you got
shit
notes.
Down.
I mean, really, I can sum it up in, like, 3 sentences. Like, if you want to give me, like... 40 seconds. I could sum up Octopussy for me.
No, I thought it was fine. I thought Octopussy was very fine. I mean, I don't know. Like, at least Octopussy knew what it was. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with Zach. It was terrible.
It knew what it was.
Movie.
It's
boring.
It is not the worst.
It is
not even close
to the
worst.
Listen, let us talk,
no,
buddy.
Yeah.
It's not.
There was a circus. There. Let me try to name all the things it had.
Okay.
Let's just see if we could do this real quick. Foldable jet.
Yep.
Russians.
Yep.
Circus.
Yep.
Jewels.
Yep.
Nuclear bomb.
Yep. World domination.
India.
India.
Which included
gambling,
elephants, tigers. Yeah, had a casino.
Spousal abuse. Women abuse. Woman abuse.
Domestic abuse.
Yo-yo blade.
Yo-yo blades. What else did it have? That's 10.
Twins.
Did have twins.
It did have twins.
Very dumb.
Did it have a chew?
It had a bait and switch.
Twice. No, three times, I feel like. There are like 4 bait and switches. It was like every other scene they were switching something.
Did Roger?
They did it at the right at the beginning with the twin, and then with the egg, and then with the star thing with the trains.
Yes.
With the clowns at the end.
Oh yes.
There's a bait
four.
And switch every.
There
fucking...
was 4 bait
I
and switches.
I got 5.
I counted 4. The twins.
Twin. The jewel.
Yeah.
The egg.
Yeah.
The train.
Yeah.
The clown. There's 5 of them.
The jewel.
Yeah. The star shaped jewel.
Oh, no, I'm counting that with the train.
No, yeah, they also switched out the jewel, yeah. No, a lot of switches, that's true. A
lot of bait and switches.
Let me tell you, did Roger Moore blink at the camera once or wink at the camera once? No, he didn't. You know why?
It's still a bad movie.
You know why he didn't? Because it wasn't nearly as cheesy as the other James Bond movies. They were perfectly fine.
But there needs to be...
I wish
they need
Craig
to go full cheese.
At the camera.
They need to go full cheese. This
no,
movie,
they don't.
Yes, they do.
I'm telling you, man. History will not look kindly on this opinion. Octopussy is like a top 10 Bond movie.
Octopussy is widely regarded as one of the worst.
I don't agree with you.
I'm sorry, man.
People say Quantum and then Octopussy.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. I'll go on the record as saying that they're wrong. That's okay. Like, this is better than every Piers Brosnan, maybe besides GoldenEye.
When you take 405 with Dalama,
oh, jeez.
You're going to learn about public opinion.
Okay.
Extensively.
Well, public opinion is generally wrong, and I will say it's wrong here.
Well, here's what you're going to find, is that public opinion is the only source of right and wrong to, like, it's the only source to determine what is right and wrong.
They're wrong on this.
You can't be wrong!
Octopussy's so underrated. Vastly underrated. And I hadn't seen it before. I was expecting, like, a giant, like, cat, octopus, mutant creature that, like, James Bond was fighting.
No, that's Sharktopus.
Sharktopus, yeah, that's
right. That's an actual movie.
No, I was expecting that here.
Have you not seen Sharktopus?
No.
You know what's even better? Sharktopus versus Megalodon. It's a great movie. Yes, I've seen it.
How many shark-related movies both of has them. Sci-fi done?
A lot.
Not enough.
Well, then there was like five mega sharks.
Yeah.
There was Sharktopus, that's one it. And two.
Yeah. Three.
There was Megalodon, which is just a giant shark.
Three Sharknadoes. Yeah, absolutely.
They love their sharks.
Yeah, they do.
And then let's go into the all the weird ones. You have Deep Blue Sea, which is about genetically altered sharks. You have there was one where one was a nuke.
You remember Eureka?
I do.
Is this? I thought it was still on.
I don't think so.
No,
I think Eureka is still on.
Wow. Then they're churning out episodes
over
there.
That's impressive.
Those guys are working, man. Those guys can retire early if they're still if they're still doing episodes of Eureka.
What other notes you got?
Who watches sci-fi besides Kim from our class?
Oh, no.
I know she does. You watch sci-fi like regularly?
For the creature features.
You think Octopussy is
No, but I'm talking like who's sitting there being like that's different because those are like almost shot like documentary kind of a lot of them, right?
Not really.
No? Am I just completely wrong? Anyway, I don't know. I'm thinking, like, the shows, like, Eureka and, like, Battlestar. Like,
I mean, I watch Face Off.
Who's watching
that? Face Off's so good.
It's a good show. I love that's Face on
Off.
Sci-fi.
I love Face Off. It's the makeup, not the movie.
It's the makeup show. Unfortunately, not
the no, movie. No, not the movie. Great movie.
I don't understand. I don't get TV, man.
Can they reboot Face Off?
Please?
I'd like to see a Face Off reboot. How about this?
Who would they have?
Get this.
Who would they do it with?
All female Face-Off reboot.
No.
Like, that's the thing no. now?
Who would they do it?
That's all they... You know, like, they're...
No.
They're
who would they do it with men?
Oh, men? Oh.
Who would take over as Nicolas Cage and John Travolta, respectively?
Wow. So you need, like, an older, like, sort of washed-up 80s star, right, to play the one guy?
Paul Walker, Robin Williams. Got it.
Fuck off.
All right, so I feel like... Okay, all right. Get this. I feel like Walken is due for a comeback. I feel like,
but
Walken,
he's too old.
Nah, maybe I don't know. I think he could pull.
They
it
were
off.
They were like mid. They were like early, like late 30s, early 40s.
Travolta was not early 40s.
In Face Off, his character was
when
yeah.
did Face Off come out?
I don't know. Look it up.
Face Off came out in like the 2000s.
I feel like it was the 80s. But
the
I don't know 80s.
Have you seen Face Off?
No.
Of course. This guy.
That just sounds like a fucking guy. Sounds like a movie that we're
referencing. Face Off has never seen it before. It's a good movie.
No, I'm just I base things off of the title at this rate.
97.
97. I was close.
What? Okay. And how old is Travolta now?
So Travolta.
60. So what's it been? 17 years.
61.
I was fucking close. He's 61.
61.
Wow.
And Cage what is?
It's 43.
And Cage is 51. So we need a 33 and a 43-year-old then? Is that
I told you early 40s.
Okay.
Cocksucker.
Okay, let's get... I feel like Keanu Reeves is in line.
No.
Why? I feel like this is a... That's a movie made for Keanu. I feel like that is right.
Let's get Luke and Owen Wilson.
I'm down for that. I'm good with that.
Who's the superior Wilson again, Nico?
Oh, it's Luke Wilson.
Did you know Luke Wilson had a very extensive role in That 70s Show?
Yes. I don't watch
He's
That
fantastic.
70s Show. So.
That 70s Show is
fantastic.
Yeah,
she's pretty funny, yeah. Love that show.
There's a lot of really bad actors in that show.
Kutcher could do
and it's a great show.
A face-off
Ashton?
Remake. Yeah. He could do a face-off remake. He could pull that off.
Shia LaBeouf.
I'd so see that.
Okay.
I would see the shit out of that face-off.
Okay.
We got Shia.
Shia plays
Shia
the
surprise.
Younger guy. All
right. Shia's in the cage, right?
Yeah, okay. Got it.
That's what that would be.
Could we do Sheen?
Charlie Sheen?
No, we
no.
can't do Sheen.
Why? I feel like if we're casting Shia LaBeouf, I feel like Charlie Sheen is the only
no.
other counterpart. No.
No.
Why?
Who else would be it? Leave us a comment.
Who plays Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Why not?
I am not letting the Hemsworth brothers anywhere near my face-off remake.
Wait, you like Liam, too?
Robert Downey?
I don't like any of them.
Robert no. Downey?
Oh.
And Shia LaBeouf?
Robert Downey would have fun with that.
Downey
role.
Needs to.
Should we let Johnny Depp do it? Make it weird.
Downey.
Yes.
I'll take Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp can play both.
Downey.
He could.
Okay.
He transforms himself.
All right. Okay.
You know who hasn't made a movie in a while?
Who?
Fucking. Ah, oh, shit.
Doesn't know the actor's name.
Eddie Murphy.
You did not just have to look up Eddie Murphy.
No, no, I he blanked on Eddie Murphy. Sometimes the act of like about to look up something helps me remember it. I knew it was Eddie. I couldn't remember the last name. Yeah, Eddie.
Charlie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy has not made a movie.
He's kind of. I think he's done with Hollywood.
Yeah,
I think he's just done.
What is he doing?
He did Dreamgirls.
Does he have a mustache now? Or just chilling with a mustache.
That's the musical. You ever seen Dreamgirls? Jennifer Hudson won the Oscar for it. It's the American Idol chick.
Charlie Day.
Ooh.
Charlie Day.
Only if DeVito can play the other part.
Now,
have you seen the new Nespresso commercial with Danny DeVito and George Clooney?
No. What is this?
Look it up afterwards.
I will.
You need to. Okay. Actually, I'll show it to you afterwards along with the King's Hawaiian commercial.
Okay.
We were in class today and we were writing this script.
Yeah. We were doing that. That is
We had a loan shark character in our script.
Yes.
And we had a doctor who borrowed money from this loan shark, and then the loan shark's henchman who we sent after to like beat up the doctor, basically. And in my head, I envisioned...
Why does that sound familiar?
It's just a bullshit.
Because it's every like mob movie ever made.
Yeah.
That's why.
So I had three actors in mind for this. I'm going to share them with you.
Please do.
I'll start with the henchman.
Okay.
I pictured Dave Bautista. As
I figured.
He's
I
great.
Figured you would,
he was a great henchman. Very dumb. It seemed perfect. His line was, oh shit, in the fucking script. You know?
I hated that line. Again, I don't know.
I agree.
I don't think he seemed dumb.
Yeah, he's pretty dumb.
He didn't talk.
But,
He's not literate.
Abjad didn't talk, and
he's
did
not
he
the
seem
one,
like a dumbass?
He's not the one I really care about. Uh-huh. He's not the one I really care about. Now, for the doctor, I pictured Mark Ruffalo. Mark Ruffalo.
Does he play a pussy well? Is he a pussy in things? I feel like he isn't.
I don't know. I just don't like Mark Ruffalo all that much.
Why?
I like Mark Ruffalo. Even I
feel like he's right up your wheelhouse. I feel like that's a Zach actor. I don't know why that is, but I feel like that's someone you would...
Oh my god.
Good.
Someone asked me the other day if I liked Ben Affleck.
Okay.
And wow. I like flip shit.
I love him.
I love him behind the camera.
I love him
when he's not in my movies.
I want to beat him in the face with a brick.
Now, for the loan shark...
I hate Ben Affleck.
For the loan shark...
He's an actor.
Now, tell me this would not be a good movie, though. For the loan shark, Paul Giamatti.
Yes.
I don't
know who that is. Oh, you're yelling at
How
me?
How dare
at me.
You?
You're over here yelling at me. Oh, Nick, you don't know the actor.
Get out of my house!
You don't know Paul Giamatti? How do you not know Paul Giamatti?
Dare you? He's in my top five.
Paul Giamatti, everybody knows
And
him.
I don't mean top five actors. He's one of my top five favorite people. I love Paul Giamatti in everything.
You're yelling at me.
How dare you?
You don't know Paul Giamatti.
He was in Sideways. He was in Straight
Big
Up
Big Fat Liar.
He was in Big Fat Liar.
Oh, he was in Big Fat Liar.
He was in...
That's the only thing I've ever
he
seen.
He was Rhino in Amazing Spider-Man 2. It was his dream role, according to him.
It was his dream role? That's my favorite thing about Paul Giamatti.
The only thing I recognize him from is Big Fat Liar.
Oh, Zachary. Do yourself a favor. Go on IMDb, pull up Paul Giamatti's
fantastic
filmography, and watch every single movie. Because even if it's a bad movie, he will always make it good.
All right.
It is impossible.
I got another one.
Watch Cinderella.
Face Off, starring...
He's the trainer, and he's wonderful in it.
Face
I
Off.
I don't remember anyone in Cinderella Man.
Face Off, starring Dylan and Cole Sprouse. It'd be a pointless movie.
Okay, all right, I'm down for that.
Or Ed Norton, throw him in the mix somewhere.
Okay, Norton's in line for a movie like that.
Too. I love Ed Norton.
Yeah, I could see. How about the Battle of the Hulks? We go Ruffalo Norton.
And face off.
How about that?
That'd be fun.
And then you have to insert the line somewhere. You won't like me when I'm angry. Like that, we need to work that line in there somewhere.
You won't like me when I'm hungry.
Yes. And like one of them loses his job to another.
Oh.
You know? And it's like, hey, I took over your role. back to Octopussy here.
I was trying to get off that topic.
No! Okay, here's the thing. Why is it that karate chops to the back used to be lethal, like, shots?
Lethal blows. Knock them out.
Or like...
You hit the nerve.
Well, we've actually...
No, I've done it.
He's done it. He hasn't killed a bee, but he's knocked someone out by chopping him in the back.
We've actually genetically evolved.
Oh, I hate you
Listen,
so much.
Why?
You know why? I just hate people like you. You know
what?
I love you, but I realize all the time that I hate people like you.
What do you mean like
and
me?
If I didn't love you, I would hate you.
What do you mean like
you
me?
You know
What do you mean, people like me? What the
people that can't kill a bee? But I've said, hey, I've chopped people in the back before. I've
hit no, I have.
I've hit a nerve and it's knocked them out.
I have.
I don't mean to brag or anything. I go to the gym and
I'm just saying, I chop
dummies of people to practice with the turn martial arts skills.
With the turn of the millennium, we've actually genetically evolved to the point that hits to the back aren't lethal anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
That's the reason.
Okay. I just don't feel like I see it anymore. Another question.
Turn of the century. I'm done. Turn of the millennium.
Okay. So foldable jets, are those a thing? Like jets that you would get at like IKEA or something? They would fit into a nice compact thing?
No.
I mean, I don't think they've ever... Well, maybe.
Look at those wavelengths.
Oh my god, you were banging that table.
Look at those wavelengths.
I mean, it's definitely possible.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know. Oh, no, because they sell...
Did Ian Fleming write that?
They sell them.
They sell them where?
Foldable jets.
Foldablejetemporium.com?
No, they do. They sell them.
Where do they sell these?
Iraq.
Website.
I'm sure. But apparently in the James Bond universe, those are a thing, because he just sort of squeezes into a car, and then he folds out and just flies away. Like, there's no locking mechanism. There's no, like... The aerodynamics in all of these airplanes are a little wonky for me. Like, I feel like if you hit one propeller in an airplane, shouldn't that kind of land the plane?
Yeah, no, that was bull.
It didn't even move at all, though. It didn't even divert course whatsoever when the propeller broke.
I mean, that was exactly like in...
Go ahead.
Spectre, when the helicopter went upside down and it didn't crash. Helicopters like that cannot go upside down. It's not a thing that they can do. And when they do, they almost immediately start heading downward. And that was just flying upside down for like a good 5 seconds.
No, just did a loop.
It like...
No, just did a loop.
Because if it could do that, people would just start using that to cut their grass. Like, it would just save so much.
No.
Speaking of cutting, let's talk about the blade yo-yo. Let's talk about Blade
Great
Yo-Yo.
Segue.
Hashtag Blade Yo-Yo.
Hashtag Blade Yo-Yo.
Let's talk
Blow
about
Yo.
Not in the book. I can tell you that much.
No, really.
Sure? No, it was one of my facts.
Ian Fleming didn't write that one in?
Nope.
That was a fact?
They
need to put that in as a
fact.
You know what amazed me about that the most, though? It wasn't just the fact that, like, it was a blade that would go and come back. But not only would it go and come back, but it was also motorized. So it would be like, zzz, and move forward.
Mm. But again... That's only useful in one context.
Only in one context.
India.
And but, that's only if a guy is on the upper level from you and he reaches down.
India. Now, no, because there was actually a scene where he did, like, just sort of fling it.
Okay.
I just want to say, because in one of the, when they get to the city of, what's the, City of Sunshine? No, City
India.
Of, what's it called? No, the island was, Octopussy's Island.
Yes.
When it gets stuck in the table, and Bond just sort of grabs it and yanks, grabs the cord, and just pulls it.
Mm.
No. I'm going to go with no on that.
Okay.
And here's why.
Okay.
Because you can't just throw something, and then it just automatically comes up without some sort of motor or retracting device.
Then how do yo-yos work?
Yeah, Zachary.
Because there's a bearing inside that when you throw it down, the centripetal force brings ball bearings out from the center of them, so it releases the axle on the yo-yo. And as it slows down, they come shooting back, and when they grab the axle, then it comes back up.
Did you learn this on how is it made?
No, I used to yo-yo.
Okay. Because I feel like that's a great how's it made.
It is a great how it's made.
Oh, I need to watch.
I don't know if it is, but it's a great how it's made.
Yeah.
But that's how yo-yos work.
No, I love the weapon. I'm a big fan of the weapon. Big fan of the
Not a plausible yo-yo. Weapon.
Not at all.
It's a James Bond movie!
No, but here's the thing. When he comes back to catch the blade again, he doesn't cut himself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the real issue.
That's a fair point. I think it's one of my favorite weapons in movies now. I love it. I'm telling you, I really like Octopussy and Fallen.
My favorite... is my favorite weapon of all time is from No Country for Old Men.
Well, yes, obviously.
The fucking air gun.
Obviously. That is awesome.
That is the best.
Oh, it's the best.
Another reason. Have you seen that? You haven't seen that one?
My God.
That's a good movie.
I know that he uses the
it's a gun with air.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
How many mega sharks have you seen? How many have you seen?
See, all the criticism I get, and, you know, I'm not quivering over bees. So. I know who Paul Giamatti is.
How many have you watched?
I've seen you don't know who Christoph Waltz is?
No, I know who he is. I just don't know his name.
How many? Wait.
That's the thing. I recognize all these actors.
I've seen that guy in Big Fat Liar.
That's the only thing you've seen him in, though.
I've seen him.
That's the problem.
How many Mega Sharks have you watched?
I plead the fifth.
The fact that you have watched them all before you
They're
watch
no available for all easily.
Men. Watch No Country
they
for
They were on Netflix. No Country like for All Men's
on TV like every other day. It's on every channel like every day.
It's on Cartoon Network.
I only watch three channels.
It's on Lifetime.
I watch True TV, yeah, Discovery,
yes,
and the Food Network. That's all I watch.
Netflix.
Watch No Country for Old Men this week, please. I want your review. That's your homework for this week. Watch it, and you will love it.
Well, speaking of this week, what are we doing next week?
No, we need to wait. First, hold on. Stop.
You said 10
I know
minutes.
You want to be done. Hold
I'm
on.
I'm tired.
I know you're tired. Can we talk about why it's called Octopussy?
Because it's my little octopussy.
That's a great quote. That's such a great quote.
I mean, can we just point out that that was clearly like a fake tattoo?
Oh yeah, no, that was
like you could see the pieces coming off.
Also, when James is brought back into Q's headquarters type thing, and he's like explaining it, do you like how it was perfectly drawn and colored mm-hmm. in the notebook? Like, what?
Of course, no.
He has a photographic memory. Yeah, no, James it is fucking bombed.
It's wonderful. yeah. So the line in the movie is James goes to the girl that he's sleeping with.
But that's not why the movie's called Octopus.
I know, but I'm just saying the line is when we first hear, "What's that?" And she goes, "That's my little octopussy."
It's awful.
I can't believe how pervy these movies used to be. Like, I knew that was a punchline, but I thought it was like, oh, it was the 80s. They didn't know what they were talking about. They knew exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, they made this title purposefully.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean?
And that, well, they didn't make it. Ian Fleming made it.
But they were in on the joke, though, by calling it Octopussy. I think they were, in terms of just the title itself.
Do you want to explain where the listeners at home can use Octopussy in real life?
Yeah, so apparently pocket eights in poker is called an octopussy.
Yeah, who knew?
And I will be using that every time I play poker.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh my God. No,
I miss poker. We should play again.
Let's play.
Everyone we play with is away.
Next podcast, let's play it. Let's play poker match.
Do you want to do poker on our next podcast?
No.
Well,
I'd make a shitty podcast.
Well, I'm bringing in some friends from the restaurant next time.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that's going to go.
Okay.
Well, so
I guess we'll see.
What are we
going to talk about, do you know?
You know, last I knew, he had some ideas. I think he said he had some Yo Mama jokes planned.
God.
And I'm excited to see what happens because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen, to be honest. I'm not sure if we're getting one or two or three or four.
Are we going to do Yo Mama jokes to each other?
I don't know what's going to happen.
All right.
So we'll call it a shit show. It'll be fun.
Okay.
And week after that, I think we're going to watch another movie.
Okay. And the countdown begins the end of the year.
Very soon.
We have a lot of stuff planned for the month of December.
Which is why I said we should get started on it soon.
Yeah. We'll do it.
I think next week we should come by around 8 or whatever. Start working on the December stuff. And then when they get out of work at like 9:30, they can come by and we'll do the podcast with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We also had some end of the year stuff we wanted to do too, right?
Yes.
We had some ideas for that, so. All right. Why is
this
a thing? Rolls on, everybody. Guys, Octopussy, underrated film.
No, you're wrong.
I very much enjoyed it. I'm going to keep like shouting its praises because I know I'm the only one that likes it.
It was really bad.
That's all right.
And you're very bad. And you've been very naughty.
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 Oh, my God. The bee's right behind you.
Oh, my God. When you were young. Fuck you. And your heart was an open book. Used to say, live and let live. You know you did. But if this ever changed.